Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Well, I don't know if I lost anybody, but welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm so excited that all of you are here connecting with us. I thought I had others on the phone, but I'm not really sure if I do. So I hope
you
come through loud and clear. I do. Good. Is this Mike?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I think we lost Mark for a moment. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's there. But welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. It is just about another full moon on the weekend again. And we are during a very powerful time. These three full moons that are following each other are extremely powerful, bringing a lot of transformation. And so this radio show is going to support you in the integration of these energies and in the integration of what is to come. Now, the music you heard in the beginning is from Mike Snyder. You can check out his website at MikeSnyderCC.com and download any of the events that we're holding and offering. They're all recorded, and they are you can get them from the website. And Mark, who usually is also present, which I'm not sure exactly where he is right now, but he's going to hold a Diksha during the music piece that we are going to have later on. We will have a five-minute music piece from Mike playing to allow you to integrate already the higher energies and to prepare you for that, what Saint Germain and the Masters of Love and Light are going to bring through to you. And during that time, Mark also offers a Diksha, which aligns you with your spiritual self and brings great healing and great transformation to you as well. He does that throughout the whole show, really holding the space of love and light to support this whole process that you're going through. Because even though it might just feel like a regular radio show where the masters or the angels come through me as I channel them, and it might appear to be simply listening to information and a dispensation or anything like that, what it really is a form of healing that you're going to receive, a form of activation, a form of support that is helping you at this time on your path, whatever that path is, whatever you are on or going through. So it's very unique for you. There is no set way. Everybody receives what they need to receive on the level that is most comfortable and supportive to them. Now, I've been a channel since around 2002 and have been working very closely with Saint Germain to support the empowerment process. And that's really what we're experiencing more and more of right now, is to be empowered to recognize that you truly are an aspect of God, Source Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, and that you have the ability to change not only your life in alignment with your divine I Am presence, with your spiritual self, but also assist others in doing the same. So you learn how to deal with the ups and downs in your life, how to bring the duality together in a harmonious way so that you can shift your consciousness to a higher level, and then in turn you assist others to do the same. So these are very sacred times, as I talked about before, as I mentioned before. It's celebrated by the Hierarchy of Light as the three most sacred holidays in a consecutive way, because they focus on the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, and not so much the idea of the Christ consciousness in connection to religion, but really the Christ consciousness for what it stands for. It stands for gentleness and kindness and a pure heart and an alignment with the divine and allowing thy will be done through you. And with thy will is not necessarily God, but the idea of something greater that is the consciousness that we are all part of. And when you read any of the material from some of the old mystery schools, or those who are very much into the Hermetic teachings, they're talking about God, so as the great spirit of all that is, truly being a consciousness, that everything is part of a greater consciousness, and that this consciousness cannot be divided or separated or become less or become more. So we are incorporated in this beautiful consciousness that has a vision, that has a directive. And it's not necessary for us that we need to know what this directive is, but at the core, everything in the universe seeks harmony, seeks balance. So in our life, what is coming up is now those parts that really have hindered the harmony, have hindered this peace that we are seeking deep within ourselves, that we are desiring to have in every aspect of our life.
Hello?
And even if you're... Hello? Did you join us again?
Yeah, it's really weird. I can hear you guys, but my headset went dead. So you're not hearing me, so I had to call in. But let me go ahead and mute so you can finish.
Oh, all right. So where was I? Now I lost my train of thought. But the idea of the Christ consciousness, sorry if I'm now starting new, but... part of it is that I already channel in the beginning of the opening, so it's hard for me to backtrack then at that moment. But the idea is that the universe seeks harmony, seeks balance, seeks to find a way to merge the duality into a balanced state, because that is the only way that a shift to a higher consciousness can take place. And so everything in your life right now, when you really look at it, is asking you to pay attention. Pay attention to what is happening, if it's supporting you or if it's limiting you, and to find the strength and courage to make some new choices in your life. To truly allow yourself to release drama, to release conflict that often gets created by your human self out of fear of moving forward, out of fear of stepping into a more liberated state of being. And so your human self that in the past remembers that when you ascended to higher consciousness that the physical body was left behind is now often creating these temper tantrums, making you believe that, you know, whatever you do, it's never going to be enough, creating doubt that what you're experiencing with your inner senses can't be real. And all of that is only to create obstacles in your path of enlightenment and ascension. But when you use these obstacles and really look at them, it just shows you where you've not applied enough love, where there is still fear, where there is love that is lacking. And so you can look at this as a way to communicate with the deepest parts of yourself, the parts that you usually want to ignore or don't want to participate in. But there are opportunities now where you can really go deep within. And what the Christ consciousness is all about, it's helping you in a threefold way. The one flame is a flame of love, which we experience at the full moon around Easter. And that focuses on having love and compassion for all parts of yourself. When Jesus was on the cross and he was able to forgive all of those who hurt him, he also forgave a part of him, his own self. He forgave all. And all includes everyone, every human being. So if you can, through self-love and compassion, find the ability to embrace all parts of you with love and compassion, there's great healing that can take place. Because when we don't forgive someone, and underneath that is often that we can't forgive our own self, that there, on some level, we believe we should have seen this coming, we should have done something differently, we've been too weak, and there is an unforgiveness of ourselves. Instead of looking at it that we did the best we could do in that moment, we rather look at it that we were not sufficient enough, that we didn't do the best we could do. So this first full moon was very much about activating the vibration of love within you, creating a space where you can forgive, and also out of self-love, where you can surrender to something greater than you, where you could fully give yourself to spirit, to God, to the creator, to your divine I Am presence, allowing that divine I Am presence to work with you and through you, into knowing that that greater part of you has more of a vision and has a greater understanding of the divine plan and your role in it. Now, the next upcoming full moon, we are celebrating the descent of Buddha into the Wisak Valley, which is in the Himalayan in Nepal, somewhere where nobody can really find it unless you trust the masters to guide you into this valley. And there you receive a download of love and light from Buddha to bring more light into your own self. So what you might have experienced in the 21 days leading up to this full moon is that a lot of your fears, and that what you label as your darkness, as your limitations, as that what creates conflict and drama in your life, might have come up for you to review, to revisit, and to compassionately say, that no longer serves me, I choose to let this go and make some new choices in your life. So you celebrate at this full moon not only a new incoming light and frequency that you're bringing into you, but you're also celebrating the willingness to really focus on being of service. There is a part in receiving a greater light that also brings with greater awareness also a greater level of responsibility. So it's not just about filling yourself up with light and just, you know, having a great time. It is about how can I then redirect the light into the world, to Gaia, to every inhabitant of Earth, to help in the awakening process here on Earth as well. And then the third full moon in June is the Festival of Humanity, which is about empowering you to hold the space so that the divine will can work through you to bring about changes on Earth. So you have first love, then illumination, and then you have divine power, which are the three aspects of the Christ consciousness. So what I want you to do now, as we are playing the first piece of music, I really want you to go into your heart and just recognize that within you already is that Christ light. It is within all creation, not just Jesus, within all of creation. And so it is within you too. And it is now for you to recognize, fully own it. You might already have recognized it, but to own it to a new degree, that this powerful threefold flame is burning within your inner self. And to allow that flame of love, flame of illumination, flame of power to burn strongly within you, so that we can now prepare you for the next full moon, the Wisak Valley, where you're going to receive a new form of illumination, a new form of frequency download that will bring a lot of changes to you in the next 12 months. So with that, just sit with your palms up, open to receive. Close your eyes, go into your heart, and just receive the beautiful Diksha that Mark has to offer, as well as listen to the music. We are going to start, Mark, with the rays of light. Let's start with that. And what I also want to mention is that usually we are done around 9 o'clock, at which point you can call in. Mark, what is the phone? Oh, I think that's the phone number right here. The phone number is 646-716-9663. You can call in around 9 o'clock, and we will, Saint Germain, whoever is present, is going to answer some of the questions that you have. It will only be really one question per caller. You can't really, we really don't have time for multiple questions. And, so be aware of that. And again, if you want to find my website, Mike's information, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com and find the information there. So let's start now. Mark with the Diksha, Mike with the music, rays of light, and just allow yourself to receive. And afterwards, the Ascended Masters will come through and will talk to you directly through me. All right.
Thank you.
Greetings, everybody. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of continued awakening. And that is truly what the next full moon is all about, awakening. Awakening to a greater part of yourself. Allowing the illumination of a higher vibration of light to enter you, for you to see that there are different pathways you might have not seen before, for you to be able to recognize in a new way what no longer serves you, and to be able to make choices to create a new form of existence for you here on Earth, and by doing so, assisting others to do the same. I'm here to guide you now, to prepare you for this incoming attunement, for this incoming download that you will receive at this next full moon on the weekend. In many ways, it might happen while you're sleeping, and it is also not something that is just happening for 5 minutes. It is something that we are preparing you for, that we've already prepared you for weeks ahead of time. And so be aware that some of the changes you might have noticed in your eating habits, or the way you've slept in the last few weeks, or the way that you've dealt with life, has been because on a higher level there's much preparation going on to allow you to receive this download of a higher frequency of light into every cell of your body. Because of this, I invite you now to take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and simply allow yourself to enter that deepest part of your heart at this time. I also call on Archangel Raphael and his legions of healing to be present to support you and to release further what no longer serves you. Archangel Raphael is now working directly on your heart as well as on your mind to allow you to release any form of discord or restrictive patterns that are hindering for the infusion of light you're being prepared for. So just allow yourself now to receive the support from the angels, from Archangel Raphael, from his team of healers that is helping you to even go more in alignment with your spiritual self, with your divine I Am presence, with God, so the creator of all that is. Take a deep breath, feel yourself relax even further, and allow yourself now to step out of your physical body and to step fully into the light body that surrounds you. For some of you, you might want to envision the Merkaba, that is the sacred geometry that surrounds you. For some of you, it's not necessary to visualize that, because through your past astral travel activities, it is fairly easy for you to step out of your body into the higher realms. And so I invite you now to simply raise yourself up out of your physical body, beyond the room that you're in, into the higher realms, where you are being guided by your sacred holy guardian angel that is right there with you, to hover above the earth for a moment. The reason why I want you to hover above the earth is to reflect for a moment as to why you are here. I understand that life in human form has not always been easy for you. I understand that there have been moments where you truly experienced hardship, pain, sorrow, loss, all of those aspects of human life. That question, that creates a question at times as to why you're here, and if being in human form really is worth it. You look around humanity and you witness so many situations where love is lacking, where love is not present. And so because of this, there might be that wonderment within you. if Earth ever goes through the evolutionary process that you've been told that it is meant to go through, and if you truly are meant to assist, or if you're simply just this tiny little spark in such darkness that barely makes a difference. And so I want you to take a good look at Gaia. Take a look at Earth. Take a look at the oceans, the mountains, the trees, the animal kingdom. And then also, as your holy guardian angel is putting their hand onto your heart, take a look now and see if the place is really as dark as you thought it was. Look and witness that there are many, many more like yourself that are holding a unique vibration of light within their heart. See them as glowing humans walking on the earth. Some might be sleeping at this time. Some might be working. Some might be hiking. But they all carry this light within them. Look at that light. It is just like your own light. And even so that there are those who might want to make you believe that Earth is still a very dark place with many who are asleep, look for yourself. Is that really the truth? Is all that chaos, all of the discord that you're made believe that it is a reality on Earth, is that really true? Or are there more and more groups that find ways to gather and to connect their consciousness and to direct energy of love and light out into the world that stop certain storms or earthquakes or catastrophes or disasters from happening because of their combined effort, that soothes Earth, that soothes the weather? And even so, there are these predictions about destructions and earthquakes that destroy everything and oceans rising and climate change, that they are those who help and assist through the consciousness of love and light that they hold to shift that discord, to shift that darkness, to shift and awaken more and more to see that there is a greater truth, to see that love shall prevail, to see that love is the only answer that means something, anything in your life. And so look again. Look at Gaia. Look at the earth. Look upon all and witness what is really there. The hand of your guardian angel on your heart helps you release that doubt, that fear, that sense of feeling hopeless at times or insufficient. And now look around. There are many more like you raised above the earth right now, to hovering above the earth, looking down and getting ready and preparing themselves for the Vesak festival. And so all of you gather now and are being ushered into this beautiful Merkaba vehicle that has been descending from the higher realms, prepared for you specifically to enter. See it as a beautiful rainbow crystal, or a rainbow star, so to speak, with many points of light going into many different directions, opening up for you to enter this rainbow star sphere, shall we call it, this rainbow Merkaba, and to allow it to take you through a portal, a time portal into the future. So let this Merkaba now take you and many others who gather around early to travel forward into the future, into the time of the day of the full moon in the northern hemisphere, and allow the Merkaba to slowly guide you down below into the Himalayan, into the part of the world where there is an ancient traditional gathering taking place of many of those who are disciples, adepts of the light, such as yourself, angels and masters alike, that are gathering in the Visakh Valley. And it is not so much that I want you to fully experience what is taking place at the night of the full moon, but I want you to take a moment and feel the presence of all those like-minded masters and disciples and adepts and those who are focusing on walking the path of enlightenment. They all have written within them the darkness that they've experienced and that they've transformed and transmuted into love and light. All of those have experienced obstacles that they made to opportunities. And so feel the connectiveness with all of them, with all your brethren, and the knowing that you're not alone. You've never been alone, and you will never be alone. And in the center of the valley, there's this beautiful crystal. And on this crystal, there's a ball with sacred water of life. You are made out of 65% of water, approximately, plus minus. But acknowledge that you're also made out of the sacred waters of life. You're born out of the womb, out of the sacred waters of life. Water allows you to be fluid, to be flexible, to not resist the path that lies ahead of you, but to let yourself be guided and moved and directed according to a greater plan. And so surrounding this ancient water ball on top of the crystal are three masters of light. One is Jesus the Christ himself. One is a great, great master of the first ray. The Mahachohan is also present to help hold the space for you. And so I ask you now, before even Buddha descends into the valley, to step to that crystal ball and to touch it and to feel the essence that is within that ball responding to the essence that is within you. You yourself are a sacred chalice. You yourself are the temple of spirit. And I brought you here to acknowledge that, to own the sacredness of your human vessel. There's something very beautiful about you, because you're a conduit of divine light that can run through you out into the world. So I want you to feel that, to acknowledge that, as there are many other masters also gathering now around you, all representing the power of being vessels of the light and having the ability to redirect that light out into the world. And so envision yourself, open up your arms, open up your hands, as you witness Buddha descending into the Visakh Valley. And I don't want you to focus on the mantras, and I don't want you to focus on all of the activities. I just want you to focus right now on Buddha descending and making eye contact with you, looking into each other's eyes and feeling the vastness, the unlimitlessness within those eyes, And always remember, what you see in someone else is also within you. So the light and the universe you see within the eyes of Buddha is also within your own eyes. And at this moment, Buddha is descending to hover right in front of you, to be right with you, free of religion, free of any kind of structure created by humanity to worship Buddha or any of the other masters. He is there in front of you as your friend. And he's putting his hands onto your heart, front and back, because he wants you to recognize and feel what it means as a chalice of life, to receive life in an easy and effortless way. And so as he now infuses you with that power of illumination, that power of life, that power of creation, I want you to simply breathe it into every cell of your body. Just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. And as you do, I ask you, Mark, to play the Tranquil Whispers piece. And with this moment of having received this light, having it brought into every cell of your body, there is a transfiguration that can take place if you allow it to. Because as within, so outside of yourself, as the inner part of the vessel that you are changes, the vessel itself changes too. It is a universal law. So know that in the days and weeks ahead, much from your outer world is going to shift and change as well by your willingness to carry forward a unique frequency of light into the world. And this is also a pre-stage to the upcoming summer solstice, where you will even be infused with more light to carry forward into the darker days again. The light will set you free because it's allowing you to look beyond what at first seems to be the reality that you've bought into a very different type of reality. It allows you to see with the eyes of your divine I Am presence that shows you that there's a common thread within everything that has happened in your life, preparing you for one thing and one thing only, and that is to be a teacher and guide in a world where you are so much needed to bring about transformation. Everything you've learned, everything you've gone through, again, is just preparing you to be a teacher in your own right and in your own way. How you go about teaching is certainly up to you, but know that it doesn't take a classroom for you to be the teacher. You teach every moment when you step out into the world and allow yourself to be seen as an example of the vibration of love, light, and divine power, as an example of the Christ consciousness in physical form in action. And so you are here now in preparation not to go through the full experience of the VSAC festival so much, but to acknowledge that when the full moon comes, that you yourself go back to this valley and consciously make the choice again to open yourself up to receive. And by doing so, commit yourself to be of service as a teacher and guide and healer, and ask yourself how you would like to apply that in your life. How would you like to envision this in your life? And release all doubt as to how you get from where you are now to where you envision yourself to be as that teacher, guide, and healer, and allow that to be taken care of by the hierarchy of light. These are truly momentous times, and you're not here on earth just by accident or to only experience the duality of light. It is through your willingness to face the duality head on and through the love that is within you, creating a bridge for both aspects to come together and to merge and to become a whole new form of existence. You are assisting Gaia and Earth and every Earth inhabitant to do the same. You are treading a path for others to follow. So now stepping toward you, Buddha is stepping aside, specifically the great Manu. And he is bringing to you a very sacred activation at this time. It is a sacred activation of empowerment so that you can more effortlessly hold the space necessary for this light to be seen, for this light to be shared, for this light to guide you to be more creative and more effective as a light worker on this world. So simply allow yourself to open up, to receive the empowerment that the great Manu himself is giving to you. He is a great master of the first ray, and it is being infused into your heart, but not just into your heart. He's using one hand on your heart and the other hand on your sacral chakra, where the seat of your soul is, where the flame of your passion is, for you to receive this activation and this empowerment now. Just breathe it in, allow it to take place, because it will give you a new level of strength, courage, and commitment to be the bridge of the light and to carry it forward into the world. And for this, I ask you, Mark, to just play the heart activation piece now. Now feel this empowerment in every part of yourself. It is a warmth that fills you up, that gives you a sense of purpose and direction. And that empowerment that allows you to not be afraid of consequences or of changes or of loss, but knowing that whatever is necessary to make your vision come true will come about. And so now the Manu is stepping back, and it is time for you to find your way out of that part of the valley back to that rainbow Merkaba vehicle that you traveled to the valley in. But now that it is for you to come back at the time of the upcoming full moon and to experience again the gathering and the togetherness and to allow Buddha to touch you again at that time, to fill you up even further with a new frequency of light, and for everyone there to empower you even further to a new level of commitment of service and of being the teacher, guide, and healer that you're meant to be. Now step into the vehicle and let it take you up out of the valley into space. So the time portal back to the present time that you left from, whatever that date and time is or was, that's what you're being returned to. And that vehicle is releasing you right, hovering above the earth again, where your holy guardian angel is awaiting you. Take a good look at Gaia. Take a good look at Earth in its fullness, the blue jewel. And feel your heart connection with the connection of the heart of Earth. Feel the great gratitude that Gaia has for you, for your willingness to be here at this time, to anchor love and light on Earth. Let your holy guardian angel guide you back all the way to your physical body that you left behind. And now that, so the whole time, Archangel Raphael and his angel team were working on your body to support you, to strengthen you, to harmonize your physical self, your vessel, to make it easier for you to hold a new frequency of love and light that is now entering your body, and that you will be reinforced in at the time of the next full moon. Just allow yourself to fully connect with your body, to feel everything settle within your body, within your physical self. Slowly move your toes and your hands. But now that the healing angels will continue to work on you for the next 24 hours and even longer when necessary. This is an even more important time to open up to the infusion of light, as there has been much coming up to the surface to be transformed, transmuted, and released. We don't want to call it darkness. It is not dark. It is simply old woundings, old pain, old memories, old scars that are coming up to be healed now. That's all it is. And you are playing a vital part in assisting in this healing process. So at this time, I would like for you, Mark, to announce the phone the phone number, and then we'll see who wants to call in with questions at this time.
Okay, if you would like to call in and ask St. Germain a question, you can call 646-716-9663. All right, well, I take some callers. Is it all right if we play a little bit of music?
Certainly, go right ahead.
All right, I'm going to play a piece that was created by Mike, my buddy. And he made this for my birthday. I'm going to play a little bit of this. I'll be right back. Such a beautiful piece. Thank you, Mike. All right. Are you all set?
Go right ahead, my friend.
All righty. Marilyn, you're on with St. Germain.
Thanks, Mark. Hello, St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I have a request for a higher perspective, for some divine insight and understanding into a situation where my mother, who is 85, it appears that she will be moving in with me. Her boyfriend, who is 88, has decided that he can't take care of her any longer, and so he and his family have asked me to come and get her and bring her to live with me. And it was somewhat unexpected. I am accepting and making peace of the situation, but I'm also trying to understand it more clearly. Yeah.
One of the opportunities that you receive here is to bring closure to certain aspects that she needs to bring closure to before she moves on to the higher realms. You have made an agreement on a higher level that this door would be open for her if she is truly willing and ready to step through this. So on some level, she is ready to make amends, to bring another level of healing to herself. And the only way she can do that is with you as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, helping her through the process. It is not even so much done through communication. It is done through your light and the vibrational frequency that you hold. So simply now that she needs that presence of you, to be able to close aspects of her life so that she karmically doesn't have to take that into her next form of existence.
Okay. Okay, that's very beautiful. And,
you're not alone, yeah. And you're not alone. We will be right there with you.
That's great. Thank you. I will reach out and feel your presence. So thank you very much for that assistance, Saint Germain.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Thank you.
Anne, are you there?
Anne, yes.
Greetings, my dear. I am Saint Germain. How can I be of assistance to you?
I would like some guidance on my next career, just more about my purpose and my life path being more in sync with what I do for my living.
It is very simple for you to make changes. When you look at what the resistance is that still comes up from within, take a very close look at the parts of you that voice an opinion about what you should be doing versus what your heart is telling you you want to do. There is a conflict within yourself. And part of the conflict is that you think that to be of illumination, to be of the light, to be spiritual, there are only certain paths you should be walking, which is not correct. Anything that you choose is spiritual because spirit is in all. So remove the part of what is the spiritual path versus what is the mundane path versus what is the human path. All of it is one. So go within that conflict and ask yourself, what is truly the fire, the passion, the love that you hold within yourself? That is something you've not permitted yourself to feel, really. You've always done what needed to be done, whether it's on a spiritual level or on a human level. But I'm asking you to think big, to think outside the box, to liberate yourself from all the musts and needs and have to, and allow yourself to feel what is underneath all those layers that have been built up from your family, society, your spiritual connections too. Don't forget your spiritual connections. There are layers there too. And to really let that vision arise from deepest in that is in alignment with your heart and your divine self, and then walk down that road. You don't even know yet what that path truly is. It will take inner working to release the conditioning and to allow the beautiful seed of light that is already within you to come break through the surface and to blossom.
I have a block about that I could make money doing that. There's something of my past. About how do I release the belief about I can be passionate and make an income?
First of all, you're making it all about yourself. There is your spiritual self, your divine I am presence that is part of this. So what you really want to ask yourself in all of what's going on within your own self and your belief system is how much do you have trust and faith in a greater force working with you and through you?
Right.
And then the next question you want to ask yourself, and this is a beautiful message for every listener here, so I'm very grateful you're bringing all of this up because it is something many are going through. So not only do you have to ask yourself, how is your relationship with your divine I'm presence, your spiritual self, but there's also that part in you that still wants to control this path. And that 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 voice that is saying, but you can't make money this way, it's a voice that envisions you doing what you're desiring to do only a certain way. And so it is not so much about figuring out how it's all going to come about, but putting it out there, giving it to your divine self, saying, this
uh-huh.
is what my heart desires. This is what I choose to experience. Guide me, show me a way where I can be abundant in doing that. Not
mm-hmm.
you doing it, but letting it, the divine
right.
will, be done through you and out into the world. So every time that voice comes up, that question, that worry, that is afraid that there's not enough money, it is at that moment that you take all of the feelings, all of the energy connected to it. You can even envision your hands taking it and handing it to your divine self, saying, I of my own self can't do anything. I'm handing it over to you to take care of it. Does that help?
Yeah, definitely. That relieves a lot of, like, just mental spinning. So, yeah, that gives a lot of
yes.
breath and openness and freedom to it. So, yes.
And the key word is openness. Because your mind is trying to create a certain form and structure that
right.
often is limiting you again. So by allowing yourself to just focus on some of the parts that you're truly passionate about in all of this. You're passionate about bringing about change. Ask yourself, what kind of change? Who do you want to reach? And just focus on that instead of how does it need to look like exactly. Just focus on what it is you want to create. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep. I tend to want the whole picture before I even start. So, yeah, that's another
correct
blockage. So, yeah, just the spark. If I
yes.
just think of the spark, that sounds a lot more joyful as well.
Yes. And then be available when the opportunity knocks at your door to say yes, because a part of you will be terrified to step into that, what brings you joy and happiness. And so it is at that moment that, again, is about your relationship with your divine I Am presence, where you will say, if this is what's meant to be for me, then everything will work out fine. Otherwise, the opportunity will simply go away, and open yourself up for what it is that it will take you towards, without already having a preconception or any kind of preconceived idea. Allow everything to unfold in its own natural way. It is your expectation that is hindering you in your forward movement. Release the expectation into the violet flame and allow it to be transformed and transmuted into love and light over and over and over again. Will that help
you,
my dear?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Blessings to you, and it is so.
Blessings.
Namaste.
All righty. Fanny, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, everyone. I send you lots of love and blessings.
Greetings,
hello,
my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Well, I was looking for your guidance regarding my employment. There is a person that's there that I feel like I've come full circle with. But this person is the one that caused me also to leave a position. Well, I left a position of 8 years and kind of didn't leave my house for 2 years. I went into a PTSD mode, but I know now that was just me. Everything had to happen for me to go into my cocoon.
Yes.
I'm there, and the whole job has moved, and even the building feels spiritual. I walk around; everything feels good except for this person, and I don't know. She's She's a director. She's in charge of everything. Should I sit down with her and have a conversation with her?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. It is not for you to tell her how to be. It is only for you to set an example. Be true to you and let the energy speak. That's all you can do. You can't force her to awaken. You can't force her to change. She has to be ready to do that. But what you can do is be true to yourself. Set an example and trust in your connection to spirit that it will do everything so much better than words will ever do. Just trust that you will also be guided to say something at the appropriate time. The appropriate time is just not right now.
Okay.
You can do this. This is also about building further your mantra to hold the space for spirit to work with you and through you, for you to be the channel and instrument of the light that you're always meant to be.
Okay. So I can trust everything around me. I don't need to walk in fear that everything's going to happen like it did before, and I'm going to...
When the fear comes up, hand the fear into the violet flame to be transformed and transmuted into love and light. Do that over and over again. It is also, just like the lady before, it is the idea of your relationship with your divine I Am presence. It is allowing yourself to have the trust and faith in your divine I Am presence to provide for you and to make peace with what you might call the worst case scenario. If it happens again, then there is purpose in that, to not be afraid of what is to come, thinking that it will be a step back. Everything that is happening to you from this point forward is also moving you forward. So don't be afraid, no matter what that looks like.
Okay. So it is all forward movement.
Correct.
Okay. I love you.
And I love you. And I'm always with you. You're never alone. Together are we moving forward now. And it is so. Namaste. You're welcome.
Catherine, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for always being there with all of us.
Always, my dear.
Yes. I feel that. That really resonates. Thank you. My question I wanted to ask you this evening, I have a project coming up, and I was going to ask either Stanley or Phil to work with me. And I'm wondering if you could please give me some insight on who to choose.
I certainly would do that, but that would not serve the purpose of the transformational process you're going through right now. Uh-huh. The reason why you're asking this question is because you already have doubt about one of the two. But you don't want to trust your own inner feelings. You don't want to be judgmental. You want to act the right way. You want to do everything in the highest light, which is understandable. But you also have to be comfortable and at peace with your choice. So what I invite you to do is close your eyes and envision this project in the future, first with one. What does it feel like? Does it feel contracting or does it feel expanding? And then envision it with the other one. And you will very quickly acknowledge that the answer is already within you and that it is very simple for you to walk the path that is of the highest good for you and everyone involved if you're only honest with yourself. You're overriding right now. You're asking me because you want to hear you want to receive an okay for something that you're afraid of. Release the fear into the violet flame and just trust that that what you fear is the truth. And it might only be the truth for you, but because it is also your project, you might as well work with the truth that is your truth, not everyone else's truth. Do you see the importance of you doing the inner work instead of me simply telling you what to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
So you have to go within. It's very easy. Just envision the project first with one, with your eyes closed. Just feel the energy, your energy going out into this relationship, into this partnership going forward. Feel it. You will feel if there's obstructions. You will feel if it's expanding. You will feel if it's heart song or not. And then do it with the other. And you will know your answer beyond a doubt.
Thank you.
You're too much in your mind right now. Go
yes.
back into your heart and feel the answer within your heart. This is not something you're going to be able to answer in your mind. It's not about who's better or worse. Both can do the job. It's not about that. It's about who, which one of the two is more in alignment with yourself and with your heart.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So be honest with yourself and you shall find the answer.
Thank you.
My job is to empower you to take your power back. Not to take the power away from you by telling you what to do.
Yes.
You
yes.
can do this. You have my support and you have my total trust and faith in you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
and thank
so
you.
Welcome.
I was listening and your other answers helped me as well to the other people that you helped tonight. So thank you again for
You're
that
very
as well.
Welcome, my dear.
Thank
Blessings
you.
To you.
God bless you.
And
I
it
love
is
you.
So.
Bless you.
And
thank
I love you.
You.
Always.
You.
All right. Leanne, you're on with St. Germain.
Hello, St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
First of all, I love the fact that there are many of us calling in with similar issues, and it's funny how like groups have like challenges. So my question, which I think is similar to what others have asked, is regarding my work situation. I've had a very challenging work situation for over a year. Have made a lot of personal sacrifices, and I'm at a decision point whether I continue on with this particular client or if I take this as an opportunity to part ways. And the question is, what's the discernment or how do I discern whether I'm choosing for myself or choosing for the situation or the betterment, you know, the betterment of myself or the betterment of the situation?
The fact that you are already asking the question whether you should be leaving the client or not speaks volumes. So the real question you want to ask yourself is, why would you compromise yourself by staying with that client? What is it that you gain from staying with that client? And please don't tell me that it is because of abundance, because that is not a good reason to stay in any form of relationship, because it shows that you're not trusting your divine self to provide for you. There is another reason why you have stayed with this client for as long as you have. And so I invite you to go deeper. You've not allowed yourself to go deep enough. That's why this is still unanswered. You've skipped along the surface because that's where it is comfortable. But you have not allowed yourself to ask what it is that you in this relationship have nurtured. And with nurtured, I don't necessarily mean as in nurtured to bring you good food or empowerment, but nurtured as in so you were able to maintain a certain storyline, a certain type of wounding that you've allowed to use to define yourself. But you're at a threshold right now where you're ready to define yourself anew. This is a very beautiful and profoundly powerful place you can find yourself in now. So celebrate that. Don't feel like my words are trying to hurt you. It's the contrary. I want you to acknowledge that it's time to let go again of layers and to step out of the old skin and become a new and more liberated you. But for you to be able to do that, you must ask yourself, what is the storyline that you've carried with you up to this point that you've allowed to define yourself? Because if you're not making peace with that storyline, if you leave a situation behind but carry the story with you, it is simply going to repeat itself over and over and over again. So you want to look at what this relationship on a very deep soul level has mirrored back to you, to then bring healing to this wounding, bring healing to the story, and allow yourself to release the story that you not have to re-experience it. And then it's not even anymore so much about staying with the client or leaving with the client. Then it's about allowing it to dissolve naturally, because then the story that kept this relationship alive no longer is in existence. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you. And it is so.
Okay, last caller, Helena.
Hi, Saint Germain.
Hello, my love. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Learning every day and wondering if you have a message for me of what I need to know most now that will help my growth.
You are at a threshold of expansion, which is very beautiful. You've come to terms with a lot in the last few months. That is very, very beautiful to see and watch. So what does it mean, stepping to another threshold, to cross another threshold, to get ready to expand your consciousness? You're going right now through a reviewing. Similar to the previous caller, you have to ask yourself, what stories do you still hang on to define yourself? Whether it's defining yourself in a positive or a negative way, in an expanding way or in a contracting way. But I invite you to take the next 21 days as a period of reviewing, what you have kind of gotten used to as calling your truth versus what the truth is that you really feel is in your heart to be true. There's a difference. And you are getting ready to own a new truth. And by owning the new truth, the outer is going to change accordingly too. So this is a very sacred time for you. Please use it wisely, because by releasing the stories into the violet flame, allowing them to be transformed and transmuted, you're making room for a very new experience of self.
Oh, that's big. And it's my birthday next month, too. You know,
yes.
Towards the end of it.
Very significant. Very significant. This is all in preparation to your birthday.
Oh, boy. Okay. It scares me a little bit wondering that I'll be able to discern and be clear enough on which is which, you know?
And that is, again, one of the stories that you keep telling yourself. That is one of the stories that you can now put in the violet flame to transform and transmute.
So the new story is, I know. Yeah?
You know. You have the ability to discern what's the highest truth and what not, what's right and what's wrong. You have that discernment. You're not going to make a wrong judgment call. You've changed. You have that ability. That's your new story.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, St. Germain, you are all set. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you both. You, Mark, and you, Mike. I don't always get to include you as much as I want to, but you are holding the space for these sacred times on the radio show to be as effective as they are. So thank you both for being part of this, as you are creating a very powerful triangular energy that is needed for us to be able to come through the way we do. Don't ever feel that there isn't importance in either one of you to be present and to be part of this. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. But thank you, everybody, for listening to the Saint Germain radio show. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. And
no, no
and I think we'll connect again in a month from now. Now, very important,
yep.
St. Germain, it wants me to reinforce this to all of the listeners. So the next full moon is on Saturday, I believe, on the 18th. And so really get ready to just embrace the downpour of the light that is going to be given to you. And just be open to receive it in whatever form it happens. If you can take time aside for it, that would even be better, in form of meditation, in form of, you know, traveling back into the Wesak Valley, whatever you feel is appropriate for you. Light a candle that's white in recognition that it is about illumination. There are all kinds of fun rituals that you can do with that. But I hope you have a wonderful Wesak Valley, and we'll reconnect with you in a month from now. Anybody else?
Mike,
yep,
you there?
Yep.
All right. Good night,
really,
everybody.
Really
we'll close
right.
out with we'll close out with the fifth ray.
Awesome. Peace out, everybody.